Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Welcome to Braidio, the show where I, Veronica Simmons, braid hair on air. This week, spider sex. Specifically, black widow spiders. How do they have sex? What do their sex organs even look like? How many sex organs do they have? These questions and many, many more are answered by the passionate Emily MacLeod.
My name is Emily MacLeod, and we are in my apartment, which is Keel and Bloor in Toronto, and it faces east and looks out over the whole city. The room has a lot of furniture made by my partner, Simon Ford. You can look him up on the internet if you want. So it's all lovely and homemade, and it's also very sweaty here tonight because it's very hot.
And there's also a giant map of Eurasia.
Oh, yes. There is a giant map of Eurasia and two taxidermied pheasants. And the pheasants are my prized possession, and the map of Eurasia is Simon's prized possession.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so here we are with the pheasants. Here we are with Eurasia. The sun is slowly setting on the entire city of Toronto behind us. And what kind of braid do you think you need today?
I would love something that's kind of crown-like, you know?
Oh, I know.
Yeah. That would be great. But mostly just to get the hair off the back of my neck.
I am going to start making you a crown.
Okay.
And while I do, I'm, like, inspired with this crown to make, like, some kind of spider crown.
Okay.
Because I hear you're a bit of a spider queen.
I am a bit of a spider expert. Yeah, that is my milieu or husband for the past, 8 years, I guess.
So what exactly does that involve?
So I started doing a PhD studying black widow spiders in 2007. And yeah, I mean, I've just been working with spider sex, basically, for the past 8 years.
Did you say spider sex or spider sex?
Oh,
like religious sex or like
spider sex, like sex, spider sex. Yeah, for sure.
So how do they do it?
Oh, well, I mean, not all spiders do it the same way, but there are a couple of things that you should know about spiders that will help you sort of conceptualize the spider sex. So the first thing is that, so females essentially have two vaginas. Males have, like, two penises.
What?
Yep. And the penises are located on the front of the male's face, essentially.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. 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 So they're, like, these weird things. They're essentially modified legs. Yeah, and they kind of wander around searching for females, and that was a lot of what my work was about, is how males, or what kind of qualities males are looking for when they're out searching for females. And then when they find one, they do this mating dance, kind of. The male's kind of like jumping and bouncing on the female's web, and he kind of bounces with his whole body, and I've listened to it.
Thank you.
So the males bounce around on these webs, and then they get closer and closer to the female, and they start, like, stroking her legs. And the females are a lot bigger. They can weigh about 200 times as much.
Whoa.
Yeah, so the males are just little rice grains. They're basically, like, little sperm packages with legs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So then they climb on the abdomen of this female, and then they
I'm climbing into the front of your head.
Oh, no, that's okay. And then they do this drumming with their penises. They basically use their penises. Yeah, like their little penises, like drumsticks, to drum on the abdomen of the female. And so the female is big and she's like abdomen face up. And so the males insert one penis at a time into one of the vaginas at a time. Yeah, they ejaculate. And the females have sperm storage organs. So the sperm just gets stored in there kind of long term. So females only need to mate once in their lives.
And then they just keep making babies off that same sperm forever?
Yes.
Unbelievable. It just keeps getting crazier and crazier.
Yeah, spider sex is amazing. Well, okay, so let me then continue to blow your mind with more exciting spider sex facts, which is that a lot of male spiders, black widows being one of them, the males lose their genitalia or parts of their genitalia when they mate with females. So they have penises, like little parts of their penis that break off inside the female. So basically these plugs like block the entrance of the female's vagina so that other males that come along can't mate with and inseminate that female.
Whoa.
Yeah.
This is so complex and beautiful. I'm trying to create you an equally as complex brain.
Oh,
as
okay.
You're
okay.
I'm like trying to be as intricate as my nature, but like, who even knows?
Who even knows?
But when you, okay, so when you were learning about this stuff, like, how does it affect you when you're learning about how insane the natural world is? Like, when you tell me this, like, the double penises and the plugs, like, it's just so out of control. How do you feel about it?
Oh, wow. That's an interesting question. I don't know. I mean, to me, it's just so beautifully intricate, right? Like the adaptations that different species have and the crazy directions that these adaptations, like that sort of evolution has taken them, I guess.
What is the thing that got you? What was the thing that hooked you on spiders?
I would say, like, for me, the world of this, like, tiny world of insects and spiders is so fascinating. And people just don't notice the diversity. And when you start cueing into it, you start seeing, like, oh my God, there's all of this stuff that's really interesting and cool and weird and tiny. And
but I guess it's also like the combination of being diverse and hidden. It's like the unseen diversity.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And I mean, it's hidden, but then it's hidden sort of in plain view. Like as soon as you start noticing it and cueing into it, then all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, like there's tons of stuff right here that's really beautiful and interesting and weird looking and doing all this interesting, weird, beautiful stuff. To see those extremes and to see these like broken off penises and stuff like that, yeah, it just makes you have like an incredible appreciation for the intricacy that is life, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I just love it, basically.
Diverse, complex little organism of your own.
Oh, amazing.
How does it feel?
It feels really nice to not have hair on the back of my neck.
I don't know. It's just, I was trying to like mimic the complexity of the spider sex dance with my little hand hair dance.
It is very complex and so little understood of it, really. I mean, we're just scratching the surface of what we know about spider sex dances, honestly.
Thanks so much to Emily for letting me into her house and her hair, and for the delicious chicken salad wrapped in lettuce that we had pre-braid. It was truly delicious. If you want to hear more braided conversations, subscribe to Braidio on iTunes, and find me on Twitter and Instagram at Braidio Show. The Bradio theme song is by Dark for Dark. I'm Veronica Simmons. Till next time, take care of your hair.